The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
I get no kick from champagne. Mere alcohol, it doesn't move me at all. So tell me, why should it be true that I get a kick out of you? Some like the bop type refrain. I'm sure that if I heard even one riff, 'twould bore me terrifically too. Yet I get a kick out of you. I get a kick every time I see you standing there before me. I get a kick, though it's clear to me you obviously don't adore me. I get no kick in a plane, flying too high with some gal in the sky is my idea of nothing to do. Yet I get a kick out of you.
Francis Albert with Cole Porter and Joe Piscopo right there. Good morning. How are you this morning? Hey, it's Thursday, May 21st already, rolling into Memorial Day weekend. So weird, right? We'd be down the shore. I think people are just doing their thing now. I think we're not going to listen to anybody. We're just doing our thing. 7 minutes after 6 o'clock on AM 970, The Answer. We got a great show for you today, and we are here for you. We are here for you because we love you, and I, baby, get a kick out of you. A lot going on. It's just, you know, we're moving day to day, and it is time to open up our business. It is time to open up our society. Now it seems like they're, and I can't understand it. And remember I said we got to all stick together. It's not the politicians. We're infighting, and I'm even complaining about politicians doing certain things. But it's don't forget, it's the communists that have caused this. And it's nice to see a lot of politicians going after the communists on this, because this is exactly what spewed this whole thing. I can't believe we're in this when I think about it. Like, really, right? You think, oh, what? How did we get here? And again, it's what happened in China. It would happen with the communists. And I'm looking for reparations. And you've got some pretty powerful cats down there in Washington who are actually going up against China too. So that's much, much appreciated. Matter of fact, everything, like I said yesterday, everything that you and I have been worrying about seems to be coming into fruition. My fear is if somebody like Joe Biden gets in, then they're going to just go back to the old ways, because every administration for the last 30 or years plus have just done anything China wanted. And again, I'm not, matter of fact, do you know what I regret? We went to Japan. I went to do promotional tour for the film Dead Heat. I know, which did very well in Japan. Well, hey, listen, so I remember going through customs in Japan, and now see, I'm gonna do an impression of the customs guy, and you're gonna say, "Oh, Joe is so racist." This is exactly how the guy sounded. So I'm just doing an impression of the guy. I'm not trying to be racist or anything. But I was going through customs, and I'm promoting this film, and he looks at me, and goes, "Ah, Dead Heat." He says that to me, "Oh, Dead Heat." He goes like that. I go, "What? How's it, man? How's this guy know, man?" And see, now it's not racist. That's the way the guy sounded. He sounded like Dada. He's like, "What, Daddy? Yeah, man. With Treat Williams, yeah, that was me." And I said, "Wow." And I was with Kimberly at the time. I said, "Guys, they must be seeing. They loved it, you know, like the film." So and then we were going to take a quick plane ride to Beijing. just to go to China. And I don't feel like going to China. You know, I didn't feel like going. And I never went. I wish I went because China's like China. China. You know, it's like China. But now, when you look at what the Communist Party is trying to do and you study it, and only because we have the experts on, they're trying to take over the world, man. They built, you know, how did they build up, by the way, the South China Seas? No one, not one, except for this president and Peter Navarro and everybody in the administration, nobody on the left talks about how China did a military buildup of, and they made islands in the South China Sea. Can somebody explain that to me? Why that's okay? Hey, by the way, why did that happen? How did that happen? So, you know, we lost people, wonderful, warm, beautiful people. We've lost so many. Goodness gracious, for this virus, as you do every flu season, but it was just so vicious and more contagious and more voracious than any other virus. But those are warriors in this fight. So we want to stand fast on this and really deal with China the way we should, and rather than infighting. But boy, oh boy, you know, there's enough blame to go around for everybody. But it's time to open up. It's time to get back. It's time to stop the infighting and don't blame. When they asked Governor Cuomo, and they said, why did you put those poor old people, like 10,000 people in nursing homes. Did you see that? 10,000 died in New York and New Jersey from this. They said COVID-19 because they put COVID patients into the nursing homes, into the VA homes. Man, and it was just like wildfire. And I somehow, the president is the president, and then the governors are generals. Am I right? They're like generals. So did the general get misinformation? Because then you turn, as a general, you turn to your lieutenant, which is like that. No, I'm doing a military reference. Forgive me. So, but where are the healthcare professionals? Shouldn't the healthcare professionals have said, you know, Governor Cuomo, Governor Murphy, you cannot put a COVID patient in there. And Governor Cuomo blamed Donald Trump. So he always blames Donald Trump. Right? When he got a dance at it, he blamed Donald Trump. And I don't know. We're trying to find out now if indeed he said that's a CDC guideline, it's mandated. You must put COVID-19 patients in nursing homes. And again, if that's the case, what are these health professionals doing? What is science doing? It's been 100 years since the last pandemic. Have we learned nothing? Have we not advanced in any way? Very frustrating. Are we the same way? When people say you should get some sunshine. Well, good. That was good 100 years ago. We have no drug now? And then when the president says I'm taking hydroxychloroquine, and we talk on this show ad nauseum about hydroxychloroquine. Oh, it's been around for years, doctors are telling us. Dr. Stephen Greer telling us, along with remdesivir. But then Joe Biden goes, Joe Biden said, if you take hydroxychloroquine, it's like shooting poison into your veins. This is what Joe Biden said. And I said, I feel like everybody else, we don't hate Joe Biden. It's just so sad. How do they let him say these things? Because hydroxychloroquine has been around for 70 years. And I have a stat here, 65% of doctors, I forget where it came, 65% of physicians across the United States, reading here, said that they would prescribe the anti-malaria drug chloroquine or hydroxychloroquine to treat or prevent COVID-19 to a family member. All right, so this was, over 1,000 doctors and in 50 states. Only 11% said they would not use the drug at all. So you, and by the way, like I said, what else you got? You got anything else? Oh, Lord, we'll get through it. So help me God, we'll get through it. But it's time to open up now. So this is what I'm doing. So do you feel like this? Because now I'm going out. I know a lot of people listening around the country, by the way. I did a great interview with Al's friend, Pete Mundo, on KCMO in Kansas City yesterday. That's a big, giant radio station. And we had a great, great chat. And he says, how you doing up there? And then I have to think, how you doing up there? We're here, where we are. And I go, oh, yeah, we're the epicenter. You know, and do you think about it like that, right? They go, how you doing up there? Well, we're hearing about this. We're hearing about Governor Cuomo. We hear about Governor Murphy. What's going on up there? What's going on? And so I was as positive as I could be. And just I talked to them like I'm talking to you now. And I said, and we went on, but I forgot we're in the epicenter and it's pretty bad. But then I said, after a while, we're going to just do what we do. We're taking it upon ourselves. That's what I'm seeing now. The governors are being like commandants, forgive that reference, but they're being like very strict, you know, like the gnarly school teacher that you would have that was strict on everything. Ugh. You know, and then that's the way the governors are being. And we're going to just have to go and do our own thing. You know, the problem is they are utilizing law enforcement to go give you summons or to shut you down or to arrest you, which is a complete puzzlement to me. Like, you're hearing everybody saying they're allowing prisoners out of jail, yet they're arresting you for trying to go work out somewhere. And it's out of control now. And they just got to stop and get back to work. We'll talk to Congressman Peter King. You know, Peter voted for that $1 trillion bill. And I see people say, oh, Peter King shouldn't have voted for that $1 trillion. Recovery bill that came out, the stimulus, they call it, that came out of the House. So we'll talk to the congressman about that. You know what people say? Oh, they're calling names. Don't call names. You know, if I have a friend, I'm going to put him on the show. If there's a glitch or a disagreement politically, I'm going to put him on the show. I refuse to stop my friendships over politics. You know what? I've got friends that are so liberal in Hollywood, so liberal. They cannot understand this president. It's so funny. And not even really liberal folks. Some people just do not understand or appreciate the great work that President Trump has done. See, when I say that, I tick them off. They think something. But you know what? They're my friends. And we go back and forth. As a matter of fact, we tease each other about it. You know, we tease each other about it. So please, don't tell me. I'm like, why do you put that guy on the show? Because he's a friend. And you know what? I'm going to put Democrats on the show as well as Republicans, as well as independents. All right. So I'm just trying to keep it objective. And we just stop the hate, please. Assembly member Nicole Malliotakis, we're going to be talking to Nicole about it. She's got a lot to say about those COVID patients going to nursing homes. Dr. Robert Kadlec is with us, Assistant Secretary of Preparedness and Response at the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. So we're going to see about the vaccine. Where are we with this vaccine? And Dr. Kadlec will tell us about it. Liz Claman, we love Liz. So she's going to tell you how we're doing in the economy. How you doing? Is it time to buy more stocks? Are we starting to show some growth? I see the stock market's doing okay. Liz has all the answer. And Franco Ortega, you know what? We're going to, on behalf of Phil Guarneri at Empire State Bank, he's been helping out restaurants. So we're going to talk to the folks at Italian Yanissimo on Staten Island. Andrew Alfano is the CEO of Retro Fitness. In the 9 o'clock hour in our Pandemic 2020 special, every morning that we have, we're going to talk about how important it is to stay active, to stay in shape, get clear your mind. If you stay locked up, you know, I see people panicking now. Do you get that? Right? If you see people, like family members, they panic. Oh my gosh, they believe everything. If you sit and you watch regular mainstream media and you read the mainstream media and you know your head is there in the socialist kind of way, you'll go nuts because it's a worst case scenario. The tone in their voice, everything is the worst case scenario. It's time to fight as Americans. It's time to fight back. So Andrew will join us, tell you how to get yourself in shape. Suzanne Hobbs is from, I love these Boomer Naturals. I've been wearing these masks. You know, I took my garbage out with my Boomer Natural mask on. Oh, yes, I did. I put it on, I could breathe, and I hooked up the garbage to the back of the truck because I was... I didn't want to walk. The garbage was so heavy. I said, I got to pull a muscle walking my big garbage bin. The garbage bin is like, you know, it's almost 5 feet tall. You know, it's gigantic, this garbage bin, right? And I go in and I just put it in, hooked it up to the back of my truck, and I drove it up to the end of the driveway and I had my mask on. No one was around. I understand. But you know what? See, there it is. I'm a living example of maybe going too far. But just in case, a neighbor walked over to me, Joe, how you doing? And you want to say, please stay away from me. I safely had my Boomer Naturals mask on because it was very comfortable. And we got a Christine Russo, too, a respiratory therapist at Englewood Hospital. Hey, man, that's where my boy Joey, it's a great hospital where Joey was born over there. Hey, it's 18 after 6 o'clock with Joe on the radio. A lot going on. And listen, we'll take a break. Susie Cerrone is in for Debbie Duhaime. The boys are here. 877-970-2999. Look at you calling this early in the morning. And we're going to go to the boys. And then I got to tell you, I'm making the move into civilization today. You know, I'm letting people in the house. We'll be talking about that when we come back. I'm a little antsy about that. Do you have the virus? Are you coming in? I'm getting back into civilization officially today into the house. So we'll address that when we come back. Susie, it's a little scary, but we got to go back. It's time to go back. It's time to get back to reality.
Yep, sounds good, Joe. Hey, good morning. Alternate sides suspended today. That is for religious observances, though. Meters in effect. Delays in Brooklyn. We're seeing it every morning. BQE northbound, at least an extra 5 to 10 minutes from Atlantic Avenue up to the Brooklyn Bridge. George, Lincoln, and Holland, 5 minutes apiece. Major road work, the turnpike, car lanes northbound shut down till 7. That'll go from 8A right up to exit 11 for the parkway. So far, so good on the parkway this morning. Overnight road work on the thruway southbound in Rockland County is gone. But we've got road work on the thruway northbound by exit 8 in White Plains. That's got a lane out, but get this, it's till 5:30 tomorrow morning, so definitely keep that in mind. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerone on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
We're Diamond and Silk, and we have a new book coming out called Uprising,
The Awakening of Diamond and Silk.
No one we grew up with could have dreamed of what we have been able to accomplish.
Our mother was born in poverty to sharecroppers. She was living the American nightmare.
So for us, the American dream meant not only the freedom to find love and follow our faith. Freedom meant not letting anyone else define who we are, what we can do, or who we should vote for.
In Uprising, we talk about the world we grew up in and what led us to rebel against that world.
And how rebellion led us to speak out on politics and reach millions of viewers, and how you can reach others too. You've seen us.
And you've heard us.
Now read all about us in Uprising.
Uprising by Diamond and Silk, coming August 18th. Pre-order at Amazon or wherever books are sold.
You're more focused than ever on keeping your employees and customers safe. Cintas has the products and services you need to feel prepared. Our Cintas technicians can apply our disinfectant and sanitizer spray throughout your facility. Our UltraClean service for restrooms uses a sanitizer effective against certain germs, bacteria, and viruses. And we'll help you stay well-stocked with hand sanitizer, face masks, and essential PPE. Visit Cintas.com and get ready for the workday.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
We know staying in is a little easier when you can grill out. That's why Ace will help you get a great grill for your family from the best brands like Big Green Egg, Traeger, and Weber. And with your local Ace right in your neighborhood, we'll assemble and deliver your grill for free. Then, to make it even easier, we'll include free fuel to help you get grilling. The brands you love and the service you trust, only at Ace. Offer valid for Ace Rewards members through May 31st on grills and accessories $3.99 and up. Propane tag not included. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe, tell me about Calamine & Company Real Estate. Calamine & Company Real Estate. Why your home? You know, I've done so much around the house. I'm just a busy person. I'm just a busy bee around the house, fixing the house up, you know. And I told you all about how we rhino-shielded the deck and everything. Then I said, wow, you know what? It's my house. I'm going to fix it up. So now, and when I fix it up, what am I going to do after that? What do? You sell it. I'm thinking about it. I'll fix it up and then maybe, you know, make it look a little nice, easy to sell. And so I had a great chat with Louis Calamine about it at Calamine & Company Real Estate. And if you're thinking about it, if you're retiring, hello, or you're just looking to sell your home, you want to call Calamine & Company because they're unique because they only represent sellers, putting sellers' needs above everything else, right? And Louis Calamine and his team take a client-focused, old-school approach to real estate, which is what you need. You need to talk to the realtor, right? They'll be with you every step of the way, a true full-service company. They'll get you top dollar. They'll be with you and walk you through it. Not like what I've been before. I would always go online, you know, on the online kind of, but not to mention any names. And then it's just, you never get the answers that you need. Where is it? How much taxes do you have to pay on this property? You got to go to Calamine & Company, you know. You know what? They have a 100% success rate. Hello, 100% success rate. They specialize in selling estate-owned properties, regularly hired by executors, administrators, attorneys, even the surrogates court. So Calamine & Company is the best broker a seller can hire, especially when selling estate-owned properties. Offices are in Brooklyn, Queens, Manhattan, and Staten Island. But while you're home, while you're thinking about what you're going to do with your house, would you please call Lewis & Company at Calamine & Company, 718-998-1100, 718-998-1100, or go to calamine.com. Clients come first at Calamine & Company Real Estate.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
So I knew it was time. I decided I had to let humans into my house. Do I shoot them with a thermometer at their head? Do I pour Purell, alcohol, and Durasan all over them? Do I make them wear masks and gloves and booties so their dirty feet don't walk across my clean floor? Today is the day I let humans into my home. Thanks, Al. That's great. I'm scared, man.
Booties.
I'm scared. I know. Well, listen, I got to tell you something. And good morning, Frankie. Good morning, Albert.
Joe.
Guys are busting my chops because I'm going to let the cleaning gal call. And she's great. So I expect, I'll let one cleaning gal in just to do the house. Now, I could feel in the house that it's like there's a lot of pollen. The dog is here. And you need to flush it out. You know, you really right. It needs to be. But by the way, I've been so good. I am like Mr. Joseph. I want a show on Home and Garden Network, Frank. Hi, Mr. Joseph.
I think that would be great, actually.
But you've interrogated you've interrogated the housekeeper now for probably 2.5 weeks. So if she really does have it, which she probably doesn't, you know, I mean, it's safe to say she's okay.
Last week, or a couple weeks, whenever it was, I said she's a great gal. And she goes, I go, okay, one person's going to come over. I go, okay. And that person, okay, great, great. Then I chicken out, right, the day before. And I said, you know what? I told you this. I'll pay you anyway. Bill me on the hours that you would have been here. But I'm chickening out. I don't want anybody in my house.
Racket. Still get paid. No, this is good.
I know. Yeah, listen, either marry me or work for me, and you got it made. I'm telling you. Either or, you know, I'm going to pay for you either way. So, and happy to do it, by the way. So now I said, okay. I said to my girl, I said, Lucy, can we come on in? And she goes, yes, we're going to come in with two other girls. And I'm thinking like, that is three? I know, three times.
You mean your first question was, what do they look like?
No. So I said, do you do the thermometer? So I had to say, as long as they don't have a cough or a headache or a fever, and she totally understood, totally got it. She will wear. They wear a hairnet. They wear gloves, masks, and yes, Al, booties. Little booties on their. Oh, yeah. Come in. And so they're going to come in and then do a quick clean. Then this. You know, the house is like, I always would just let the kids run rampant downstairs. I didn't really fix it up because I just never fixed it up. And I said, now that I was home, I said, let me fix up. So I put a little music room down there. I put posters up. I'm not one of those entertainers that puts up. So I put stuff up. And I said, let me do this myself. This will be nice. But the rug is a mess. The floor is a mess. Otis has been down there. I need it clean downstairs. Mm. I'm bringing the rug cleaner in.
Oh.
So, yeah, I know.
Well, they're pretty sanitary. I mean, what, like a Stanley steamer or somebody, right?
This is the way I lay my fears.
How do you put your pictures up, though? Are they straight?
So what I want to do, I want to just, if you come and they have Clorox, you know, if they have Clorox, that's going to kill anything. You ever leave that when the cleaning people come over, you can't breathe because the Clorox is so strong? That's what I want to happen. So I'm thinking, what's worse than Clorox? Rug cleaner. Am I right, Frankie? Is that right? Yeah. It'd be rug cleaner, right?
I would think so.
Yeah. So I said, then I got the rug cleaner coming in and he's coming in. But you know what I'm doing when they come over, guys? You know what I'm doing, right?
Right.
Almost
you're leaving.
What I'm doing. I'm running for the hills.
Good.
I'm
not even going to be here. No, you know what?
I'm opening all the windows. I'm turning the fans on and I'm going to say, go ahead.
So,
okay,
that's actually a smart thing to do. If you don't feel safe, you leave the home and let them do what they need to do, and then you come back. Of course, when they come back, I know Joe, he'll have a utility belt with two canisters of hand wipes so that he can wipe everything down again after they've already cleaned it. Am I right?
He knows me. The man knows me. I got it all planned.
While he's munching on a Pop-Tart. That's probably how he's going to do it.
I said, they're going to come back. You know, they clean the house? Good. I'll inspect the house, and then I will spray every little thing down. I will spray everything. I'll bring my Clorox. I did. I got a hook to my belt, you know. I'll be wearing the mask. So I'm freaking out, though. But you see the panic that they instill in us? Because it's, oh, my gosh, can we do this? Can we do that? Are we going to do this? Good. People are afraid.
Listen to you.
It's in my house.
If they do a Law and Order coronavirus related episode, Joe is hired immediately.
I think that would be fun. Is you have somebody who commits a murder, right?
Yeah, because they're germaphobes.
No. Just because they're a bad person, and then they stage it. They stage it so that it looks like it's coronavirus related. right?
Oh. Yeah, well, that's it, because that, really, you could get, in New York now, you could get whacked with a gun. They go, yeah. COVID-19.
Yeah, can you talk to the Tom Wolf
COVID-19,
folks?
Huh? That's actually a funny sketch.
Yeah.
But no, it's not funny. People are dying. I shouldn't have, forgive me. I don't mean to say that. But hey, Frankie, I got to ask you this, though.
Yes, ask away.
I see the calls, and then we're going to take a break, and we'll stay tuned, so... Dude, does Joe chicken out by the time these folks come over,
yes,
like about noonish? Do you think I chicken out?
No, I don't think so. I think all of the allergens that are in your house right now will get the better of you, and a few more hours of coughing, sneezing, sniffling will lead you to risk coronavirus.
Well, you know what? You've been saying, you're worse off staying in the house, locking yourself in. How many people are more sick?
Well,
How many people have had heart attacks? How many people have had, God forbid, strokes? How many people died in the house because we weren't allowed to go to the hospital because of this COVID-19, which is banned?
Again, in many cases, it's not even a question of being allowed to go to the hospital. It's patients are afraid to go to the hospital because they don't want to catch the virus. So you have all the factors that you just mentioned. You talked with Jennifer Borquevas. She spoke with you about how she had a very serious injury that probably would have required stitches. She chose not to go to the hospital because she didn't want to get stitches, or she didn't want to get the virus. Then you have the situation where parents in New York City, a statistically significant number of them, are not getting their children vaccinated against life-threatening illnesses. This is going to be a major problem going forward in the next few years, unfortunately.
And those vaccinations, as the mayor said, yesterday, are essential. So you should, if your doctor's office
now
is open.
He's telling us to get the vaccine.
But he's right. He is right about that, because they are essential. If we have a flare-up of one of these diseases,
are we allowed to go in, not to go in?
Yes, you're definitely allowed. Every parent should be getting their child vaccinated.
Right.
Absolutely.
If your doctor's office is open and they're accepting, patients at this time, you should bring them into your pediatrician and get those vaccinations. Absolutely.
But they've instilled fear.
Well, you're right. Yeah.
Before we break, Frank, too, about Governor Cuomo blaming Donald Trump.
That's your cue to get ready to answer, Al.
Wow. He's starting early this morning.
I'm going to pour another cup of coffee.
Frank, I'm going to ask you a question. That's Al's cue to jump
in.
You mean Frankie? Yeah.
You know, I wasn't planning on jumping in. I was allowing you to answer the question there, Frank, because he did address you. And you do a better Cuomo than me.
Why change that now? When Governor Cuomo goes about the CDC mandating that the people have to be put into, they must be put in, these COVID-19 patients must be put into nursing homes, when you have the United States Navy ship, the Comfort, when you have the Javits Center, and did no health professional tell Governor Cuomo, look, you can't put them here because it's going to spread like wildfire. You know what I'm saying? Is the governor have any credence when he blames the president?
Well,
look, I think the governor... Sorry, you go ahead, Brian.
All right. that was very funny. All right. No, so it's very interesting, Joe. You would ask this. This was the first question you brought up when we had our pre-show meeting at 5. And I have been researching this, no exaggeration, for the last 90 minutes to confirm whether what Governor Cuomo said was true or not. And we're going to speak with somebody from the administration at 8 o'clock, and he'll know for sure. But as best I can tell, the answer to your question is, I don't think that the governor was telling the truth. Okay. Now, I've reviewed these CDC guidelines. Okay. And the governor did something, I think, very cute here, because there's pages and pages of guidelines, and they get amended all the time. Right. So I've gone back to March 30th to look at all the CDC guidelines that they've put out for nursing homes and for, long-term care facilities, right? And as best I could tell, first of all the 95% of these guidelines have to do with how you care for a COVID-positive patient in a nursing home. They have to be isolated. They have to be admitted in this manner. They have to be treated in this manner. 95% of it has nothing to do with admission. It's all about how you care for the person. And a lot of other states have blamed the CDC for the same thing. And the CDC has not commented on whether or not that was accurate or not. But as best I could tell, first of all, the thing you got to keep in mind is, the CDC guidelines are advisory. No one is forcing states to follow these CDC guidelines. Second, you have to ask the question, why did New York and New Jersey see the incredible death, quite frankly, in nursing homes from COVID-19 that other states didn't see? And it goes back to the conversation you had with Steve Malanga 3 weeks ago. In New York and New Jersey, these nursing homes are not, long before this, they were not adequately taking care of the patients. Now, before the governor was blaming the president yesterday, who was he blaming? The nursing home operators. He had been saying repeatedly that if they weren't prepared to take these patients, they shouldn't have taken them. And he basically implied that it was due to greed. Yeah. They were taking them because they were going to get paid if their bed was occupied. So I think there's some truth to that as well. Right. So much, it doesn't seem to be a big question of forcing anybody to take these patients. The nursing homes seem to have wanted many of these patients so that they could get paid, the nursing home operators. And, you know, the governor, one of the many horrible things that he slipped into the recent budget, and there's many horrible things, he raised his own pay by $75,000. He killed off the third parties in this state, which is horrible. But the other thing that he did is they slipped into the budget that the nursing home operators can't be sued for how they mishandled
you
this
know
crisis.
That's amazing. That's the one thing I don't agree with this Republican part of that stimulus recovery package.
But this
too,
is the state budget.
No, there's no
this
liability.
This is the Cuomo state budget.
Right. I disagree with that, and I disagree with what's happening down in Washington. There's no liability. That's insane. There's no liability. Did he make that law that they can't be sued?
Yes. Oh, everything that was in the budget,
that's
including
crazy.
His own pay raise, which is mind-boggling to me. That
he got
raised
a raise during
this? Yeah, he signed himself a pay raise, $75,000.
During the pandemic?
It's phased out. Phased in over 2 years. Huh? It's $50,000, then $75,000. But yeah, while I'm getting an 8% pay cut, and a lot of New Yorkers aren't getting a paycheck at all,
he gave himself a
$75,000 pay raise. And while he was on television saying, "We don't have time for politics, we don't have time for politics," he managed to squeeze in a provision killing off his political enemies in the Working Families Party. Well, clearly somebody in the governor's office had time for politics.
My Lord. Joe Piscopo on the radio. That's Frank Morano. Big Al Gattulo's here. I see the phone calls, 877-970-2999. We'll get into it, and we'll clear it up. Yeah, Dr. Robert Kadlec will join us, Assistant Secretary for Preparedness and Response at the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and we'll see exactly. We're just trying to bring you the facts, man. You know, being objective. Just the facts, ma'am. Only the facts. 636 with Joe on the radio. There's Big Al. He's got the headline news. You shouldn't interrupt. Frank, you should interrupt Al during the news. You just kind of go in that way.
No, I would not do that. I have too much respect for Al.
Look at that.
Thank you, Frank.
There you go, Albert. He's got the headline news live and local on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
49 degrees at 637. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. More than 10,000 nursing home residents are dead from COVID-19 in New Jersey and New York State combined. NJ.com reports 5,368 New Jersey seniors became infected with coronavirus while living in a long-term care facility and died. In fact, 40% of the coronavirus deaths in the state happened at long-term care facilities. Data from the New York Health Department shows 3,035 confirmed COVID deaths from New York nursing homes and 2,646 presumed COVID deaths from New York nursing homes. New Jersey is launching a new testing partnership in conjunction with Walmart and Quest Diagnostics. Beginning tomorrow, self-administered, self-swab drive-up test site service will be available at 7 Walmarts across the state. Testing will be by appointment only, and no testing will be done inside of the Walmart stores. Walmart locations are in Garfield, North Bergen, Kearney, Flemington, Burlington, Howell, and Mount Laurel. Sites will be open at 7 a.m., and information is available at myquestcovidtest.com. That's myquestcovidtest.com. In sports, Giants, Jets, and the rest of the NFL are in for a big financial hit if games are played without fans. Forbes projects the league could lose $5.5 billion based on stadium revenue from 2018. Players would be directly affected as they receive nearly 50% of total revenue based on the labor agreement. Stuck in traffic? Susie Cerone's got the answer.
Partly cloudy skies and 49 in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Checking traffic, alternate side of the street. Parking rules suspended today for religious observances. Meters in effect. Delays continue in Brooklyn on the BQE North, and at least an extra 5 minutes from Atlantic Avenue up to the Brooklyn Bridge. Inbound George Lincoln and Holland, each 5 minutes or less. Road work on the Turnpike truck lanes north, and they're shut down from 8A to Interchange 11. That's till 7 this morning. So far, so good on the southbound Parkway. New York State Thruway, okay north and southbound between Westchester and Rockland County. Checking your forecast today, sunny and luckily not as windy. Today, your high 64 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy down to 53 degrees in the city. Friday becoming mostly cloudy, a late day shower Friday with a high of 71. Saturday, cloudy shower 69, but partly sunny on Sunday. Sunday's high 69. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerone on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Associated Press. Original, unbiased, fact-based. That's what you get from Ground Game, the latest podcast from the Associated Press. Hosted by AP's Washington Bureau Chief Julie Pace, Ground Game discusses election strategy with newsmakers all through the primary season. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Katzimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Sean, tell me about your experience with Landmark Capital.
I was very fortunate to have discovered David through your show.
Did you feel pressure in working with Landmark?
Not at all. I had said to him, let me do some research on this. And he was very confident that the information that he was giving me was verifiable. And I could feel that over the phone.
Did you get your medals in a timely manner?
I did indeed.
Did you get what you ordered?
Yes, I did.
How would you rate the experience overall?
10.
Call this number, 844-604-2575. Get yourself educated and get protected as we go forward. 844-604-2575.
What can young lawyers or anyone in business learn from an experienced attorney? Everything. Everything needed for creating successful and ethical relationships. That is, if the attorney is Skip Kiesel, Tom Girardi's guest this weekend on Champions of Justice. There are ways to motivate people that involve gentlemanly behavior, and there are ways of bullying that destroy results. Tune in Champions of Justice, Sunday mornings at 10 here on AM 970, The Answer.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Trinitas. We love Trinitas. It's time to say happy 20th birthday to Trinitas Regional Medical Center. It's been 20 years since Elizabeth General Medical Center and St. Elizabeth Hospital got together and formed Trinitas. And since then, Trinitas has established 12 centers of excellence, including the Comprehensive Cancer Center, the Wound Healing and Hyperbaric Center, the Connie Dwyer Breast Center, Cardiology, Renal Maternity, Behavior Health, and more. In fact, Trinitas has also grown to offer care in every one of the 21 counties in the great state of New Jersey. Trinitas Palliative Care Program received advanced certification from the Joint Commission, and their stroke and joint replacement programs received gold level certification. You know, you've heard me talk about Trinitas' Center for Wound Healing and Hyperbaric Medicine. Well, they're now at an amazing 95% heal rate for problem wounds. This amazing medical center just gets better and better. To find out more, visit, please, TrinitasRMC.org. That's TrinitasRMC.org.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, it's Jersey Joe on the radio with Frankie Five Burrows.
Smokestack Cthulhu, you never know when he's going to blow.
And Susie Cerone for Debbie Duhame. Good morning.
I had a plan, was a big baseball player. Back in
Bruce, glory days. Are these our glory days, huh?
I remember. Where were you during the quarantine?
Right? You know people are going to be talking about that like forever and ever. I think the New York Post said it best. That's today's cover that we're looking at. New York Post. It needs to end now, it says. And the Big Apple is dying. Its streets are empty. Tens of thousands have been plunged into poverty. Our leaders have no plans, no answers. New Yorkers have already learned to socially distance. Businesses can adjust. The elderly can infirm, can continue to be isolated. It needs to end now. Yeah, I couldn't agree more. It's time. And when I was talking on, you know, when I talk outside the area and we're on TV or on the radio outside the area, you know, I always try to be true to New York. So I don't like to disrespect anybody in New York. But really, it's hard to explain to people outside the area, why are you still locked down? What happened? What happened with the nursing home? And they can't understand it, you know? So we are the epicenter, right? But we will get through it. So help me God, we will get through it. And I keep saying New Yorkers and in New Jersey when I go out sometimes, it's like people are going, all right, I'm going out anyway. And that's what we're really going to have to do. I'm traveling officially I start allowing people into my house today. That's going to be, and I'm antsy about it because I think it's a psychological thing that they put on your head, you know? But I'm traveling in a couple of weeks. I'll be going down to Virginia. We're putting some stuff together for shows, for some live shows that we're doing, some TV stuff we're doing. And they said, well, okay, and just as casual as ever, they said, all right, can you get down here on June 1st? And you know what I said? Yep, I sure can, you know, or whenever it is. So that in the first week of June, and I'm going out. And now, and we're booked. We're still booked for Lorenzo's July 31st. So come on down, man. You know, we'll just get our Boomer Natural masks and, you know, just get out there and get out. It is time. And, yes, there's going to be an uptick. And then the press is going to make it sound like it's the end of time and it's Armageddon. And, man, I'll tell you what. You say what you will about the politicians, the press. Has been it's the worst coverage I've ever seen, and you know, I mean the mainstream media, they have made this horrible. They make it bad. When the president says here there might be a cure here, they attack him relentlessly. I've never seen the press so bad ever. And I'm old, and I mean, they've been so irresponsible. They should be really take a look at themselves and just reexamine on how they cover stories, because there's nobody that is objective, you know, aside from you watch Fox News and you know, at least they give you the other side. Yes, I know they have a lot of Democrats on, but at least they give you both sides. The other news is just, it's awful. And they don't think about, are we scaring people? I mean, and the tone of the newscasters, you know, on the network news, it's that tense voice. It's that there's danger out there. You're scaring the heck out of everybody, for crying out loud. And give me stats, give me statistics. You know, and it's true. It's time to go back. It's just time to go back. And I wish that, I think it's true. The criticism on the other side is that these governors, you know, the Democratic governors, they like this power. They like it. And I'm telling you, and you know what else? They don't know what else to do. They don't know how to take charge. All they do is blame the president. And the president has mounted a military style, assault against this virus, bringing Navy ships to New York Harbor, building out almost 3,000 beds at the Jacob Javits Center in New York, getting anything that any governor needs in California, in Washington, in Michigan, and the president going to Michigan today. You know, he's done a monumental, and they've given him credit, but when they can't come up with an answer, blame President Trump, right? So we'll see what happens coming this election, what's going to go on. What do? We put Joe Biden in? You really think Joe Biden's going to make it now? He said, don't take hydroxychloroquine. It's like poison. Are you kidding me? Hey, 648. Let me see if I can run through some calls, boys, while I can. Hey, Leonardo. I just saying Leonardo. Great name. Hey, Leonardo, welcome to the show. Do they call you Lenny? Did they call you Lenny or Leonardo? Leo.
Yeah,
Leo.
Leonardo. I like Leonardo, but you know what's more important are you guys. I got to really thank you. I don't think you even realize how good your show is, because you put out this cutting-edge information, medical, political. Frankie's analysis on the nursing homes was great. Another thing with that is they don't want to not take the people because of the regulations. Then they come in and inspect them. And, you know, this is like a newsflash. New Jersey and New York nursing homes suck right? So keep it really simple, I just wanted to say that the song that comes to mind is the old Bo Diddley tune. It's been covered by a million people, but who do you love, right? Imagine your people in these homes, and, you know, who do we really love? And maybe instead of all this regulation, Trump just was great with all the cut in the regulation that was just a cabinet meeting.
Yeah.
And it's that thing I told you a few weeks ago, Joe, about in Belleville, accidentally on purpose. They got everything so complicated. There's so much corruption that of course something sooner it goes wrong, and then all these people die. Meanwhile, they're trying to go around the Hyde Amendment with the $3 trillion bill. Because now that they're done killing the seniors, they want to do more abortions, right? So
Leonardo,
the last thing I want to say, want to thank you, is it turns out that the Wildwood rally is the Woodstock of Trump rallies if we don't have any big ones. And
it's true, man. Thank you, Leonardo. Thank you. Talking about Wildwood, New Jersey. Hey, thank you for your kind words. 6:50, it's 10 before 7. Let's go to Susie. She's in for Debbie Duhaime, doing a great job. Checking traffic for you, right? We'll try to grab some more calls when we come back. Susie, good morning to you.
Hey there, Joe. Good morning. Wow. Is it really busy in the five boroughs? We've got an accident in Queens on the Jackie Robinson North and at Union Turnpike. That has one lane out. 10 minutes on the BQE northbound heading up to the Brooklyn Bridge. Queens delays on the LIE westbound from the Van Wyck out to Woodhaven Boulevard. The east side southbound delays from the 90s to the 60s from an accident quickly cleared. Alternate side suspended meters in effect. Now the inbound George is okay. The inbound Lincoln, there's a crash on 495 by Pleasant Avenue. That's in the right lane. The outbound Lincoln, you've got an overhyped tractor trailer in the north tube. And in New Jersey, a crash in South Brunswick, Route 1 North at Henderson Road. That has at least one lane out. And in Newark, there's an accident on 1 and 9 South and at Raymond Boulevard. That's in the left lane. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerone on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM970 The Answer.
Chris Tessine, veteran and former paratrooper, has teamed up with Jason Green, owner of Medicare Solutions and MagnaFlood, to help business owners open and restart their businesses after COVID-19. If you're a business owner, you know how important it is to get the economy back on track. That means opening our doors while finding a way to keep our customers and ourselves safe and healthy. That's where Medicare Solutions comes in. Medicare Solutions can provide your business with a touch-free biometric scanner. It's called the Checkpoint. Even if they're wearing a mask, all the customer needs to do is look into the screen. Easy, effective, and most importantly, safe. Medicare Solutions. Let's get the economy back on track. For more information, call 929-800-4205. That's 929-800-4205 today. Let's get America back to work.
Let's welcome Jeremy Camp.
Hope comes home with I Still Believe. You can download it now at WatchSalemMedia.com. From the creators of I Can Only Imagine comes the uplifting true life story of Christian music megastar Jeremy Camp.
I'm supposed to be with her. I can't explain it. I just know that.
Jeremy's hope and faith are put to the test when tragedy strikes.
You're going to be healed.
What if I'm not supposed to be healed?
Don't say that.
I Still Believe is an incredible story of musical stardom, the heights of love, the depths of loss, and the healing power of the human spirit. One love can change your life.
You chose willingly to walk into the fire with her. That's what love is.
Witness the true story of Christian music star Jeremy Camp and his journey of love and loss that looks to prove there is always hope. Starring KJ Apa, Britt Robertson, Gary Sinise, and Shania Twain. Own I Still Believe on Blu-ray, DVD, and digital now from Lionsgate at WatchSalemMedia.com. That's WatchSalemMedia.com.
Source Farmhouse Brewery presents the first annual homebrew competition in collaboration with Al Gattulo's Craft Beer Cast. Entry is free, must be 21 or older. Registration deadline is May 31st. Homebrew must be submitted by July 4th. 32 finalist entries will be selected. The championship round will be held on August 2nd at Source Brewing. Winner will be announced on social media and Al Gattulo's Craft Beer Cast on August 2nd following final judging. Winner will work with the Source team to scale up and brew the recipe at Source Farmhouse Brewery. For full rules and regulations, head to AM970. TheAnswer.com.
This is Jonathan Donenfeld, president of JLD Tax Resolution Group. Before you waste time and hard-earned money trying to resolve your IRS issues with a phone call across the country, please call my office right here in Jersey City, New Jersey. We can have a free virtual consultation where we will figure out a plan to resolve your tax problem. Don't call an 800 number. Call me at 201-479-2572 or visit our website at 201tax.com. That's 201-479-2572 or 201tax.com.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Mostly sunny today, high 66, clear early tonight, then partly cloudy late with a low of 55 at Midtown, dropping to 48 to 52 in many northern and western suburbs. Some sunshine tomorrow will give way to increasing clouds. Look for a couple of showers in the afternoon, the high near 70. Rather cloudy Saturday with some showers in the area, high 72. And for Sunday, partly to mostly sunny and pleasant, high near 70. Monday, Memorial Day, more sun than clouds, high 72. AM 970, The Answer.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
That's what I like about you, baby. 5 minutes before 7 o'clock. Good morning, good morning. It's Thursday. May 21st. Let it rip, big Al. Come on, get up and at him. We want you to dance to the beat.
Get your body moving,
like
baby!
About you. You hold me tight. Tell me I'm the only one. Wanna come over tonight?
I said, you know, I was gonna go on a bike ride yesterday. I never got there, so it was. And I'm on the clock, you know, I'm trying to check the news, and I got to get to bed, make sure I get some sleep. And I banged out some push-ups, banged out some abs, banged out some back. I just did some curls, you know, down in the basement. Did them last minute like that, which is great. See, in the old days, I'd be pumped up, inspired. I can't sleep after I work out. Now at my age, I go, ooh, now I'm exhausted. Go right to bed. But it's great. It clears your mind. I'm telling you. You don't want alcohol. You don't want booze, because once you start, you can't stop. That is better just to stay a little active, I think. Hey, let me go to Elliot. Good morning, Elliot. Thank you for calling, my friend. What's on your mind this morning, buddy?
Good morning, Joe. You're absolutely right when you say the networks are hammering about these deaths. You know, the difference between, I would say, a Democrat and a Republican. Democrats love death. The Republicans love life. As you can see that among the abortion. Now, if you look at it, and I argue with a friend of mine that's very liberal, he's telling me, look at all the deaths, look at all the deaths. I said, well, let's look at it positive. Why don't we say 99.99% of the United States survive the coronavirus? Yeah. If you look at those stats.
It's so true. That, now, Elliot.
The way you look at things.
Yes. Go ahead.
No, it's the way you look at things. And I just want to make one point about nursing homes. Sure. Many of the patients that came down with COVID didn't in the beginning have the COVID, and they didn't die because of bringing patients into the nursing home. I want to defend Cuomo, who I don't like too much. But in that sense, he might be somewhat right. A lot of them had DNRs and DNIs, meaning do not resuscitate, do not intubate. The families were called. They explained to them what is happening to your mother or father. And they said, you know what, just leave them be. So many of them died like that. So the numbers have to be really tweaked in a way.
Yeah, you know what, Elliot, thank you. And I see the rest of the calls. We'll try to get there right off the top of the hour if we can. It is. It's debatable. And I hesitate to blame. I mean, listen, I understand. I can't stand when they blame President Trump after all that he's done. So I hesitate to blame Governor Murphy, Governor Wolf in Pennsylvania, Governor Cuomo in New York, you know, because they should have been getting, were they getting their information? Were these indeed not COVID-19 deaths? I mean, there's a lot of questions, but listen, you give us a call when we come back, okay? 877-970-2999. Frank is here, Al is here, Susie's in for Debbie, Joe Piscopo on the radio.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
50 degrees at 6:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The city of Hoboken is offering antibody testing to all residents. Hoboken Mayor Ravi Bahala says he thinks this is sending a positive message during the COVID-19 outbreak. Hundreds showed up yesterday at a site on Jackson Street. The testing measures two kinds of antibodies, including those while the virus is in your system and those that show up after. We're now less than a week away from what NASA calls a big day for our country. Astronauts Bob Behnken and Doug Hurley arrived at Kennedy Space Center yesterday ahead of next Wednesday's launch to the International Space Station. Behnken and Hurley will be the first astronauts to blast off from U.S. soil since 2011. The Archdiocese of New York will give details on plans today to reopen its churches. This comes after Governor Cuomo gave the okay for religious gatherings of up to 10 people starting today. Worshippers are required to wear masks, and folks must practice strict coronavirus-related social distancing measures. Cuomo is urging religious leaders to try and hold parking lot and drive-in services. Passaic County towns will be reimbursed a total of $87 million for the money they spent in the battle against coronavirus. The money is part of the $2 trillion sent to New Jersey under the coronavirus aid known as the Federal CARES Act. The amount each municipality receives depends on its population. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.